The World This Week, Business.
Stock markets endured another punishing stretch as investors fretted about the Federal Reserve's aggressive moves to tighten policy, high inflation, and slowing growth. After its longest weekly losing streak since 2011, the S&P 500 closed below the 4,000 mark for the first time in 14 months. The Nasdaq Composite plummeted to its lowest finish since November 2020. Apple's share price dropped by 12% over 5 days. The sell-off extended to stocks in Europe and Asia. Cryptocurrencies took a pummeling amid the commotion as investors pulled back from speculative assets. Bitcoin shed 30% of its value over a week. Coinbase, the biggest crypto exchange in America, lost more than 2 million users in the second quarter, a fifth of its customer base. America's annual rate of inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, fell to 8.3% in April from 8.5% in March, the first drop in 8 months. But most economists had been expecting April's figure to fall to 8.1%. Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank, gave the clearest signal yet that it will raise interest rates in July or September when she suggested that she expects such a move in the third quarter. The bank has maintained a negative rate on its deposit facility since 2014. BlackRock, which 2 years ago warned about the risks of climate change to investments and pushed for green-friendly shareholder proposals at company meetings, said it would support proportionally fewer of them this year because they are not consistent with its clients' interests. The world's biggest asset manager gave several reasons, including a regulatory change in America that has increased the number of proposals of varying quality and the impact of the war in Ukraine on energy markets. And it won't support shareholder votes that are intended to micromanage companies. FIFA, football's global governing body, and Electronic Arts, a video game publisher, announced an end to a three-decade deal by which FIFA lent its name to an annual series of games. The deal had brought in $150 million a year for FIFA, making it the organization's biggest commercial venture besides the World Cup. SoftBank said its tech-focused investment funds posted a loss of 3.7 trillion yen, or $33 billion, for the year ending March the 31st, pushing the Japanese conglomerate to an overall annual loss of 1.7 trillion yen. The value of SoftBank's stakes in companies such as Coupang, Didi Chuxing, DoorDash, and Grab have plummeted over the year as their share prices have tumbled.